This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can find us at, you can call us, I should say. Find us. I just told you where to find us. You can call us at 844-551-8255. And I hope you do. We read your messages to us. We'll listen to phone calls, whatever. We want you to be a part of the show. So, I was talking in the last segment before the break about Maria Chappelle Nadal, who is another black racist. She would never, it wouldn't matter what Barack Obama's policies were, if he mimicked Donald Trump, she would never in a million years call for his assassination. But she called for the assassination of Donald Trump. Because see, it's easy to attack white people in America. It's easy to make them the villains. The fact of the matter is, and I'm just going to go out and tell you white folks, I'll live next to you. I'll hang out with you. I'll come to your barbecue. I'll come to your daughter's wedding, your son's bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, whatever, because you folks are the salt of the earth. I love hanging around you. It's safe and it's fun. I just came back from a week of hanging around nothing but white people. And I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel like James Brown. I went up fishing. One of my buddies, who's a very wealthy man, paid for me to go. It must have cost 10 grand to get me there. I'm not even exaggerating that. It was an exclusive hotel that holds like 40 people. We were the only group of people there. There were a couple of other guys that were stragglers. Three men who I met, and they said they were going to call my show and call me the Great Chinook, which means King Salmon. But anyway, I met these guys. We took a picture, and the first thing that my family said was, Kevin, you were the only black guy there. I said, I announced that to everybody. I was the only black guy on the island, okay? And I was comfortable. I could have stayed. I wish they paid for us to stay longer, other than I missed you people. Did you miss me? Of course we miss each other. Let me tell you something. You folks are civilized, you white people, you're civilized, you're giving, you're loving, you're caring, you're philanthropic, you're all of that and a bag of chips, and I adore you. There are black people that are much the same. If I were in the position that my buddy was, I would do the same thing. He may have been the only dude there with a bunch of black folks, but he would have been okay. Because it was our character that defines us. We are kindred spirits, brothers of a sort, certainly brothers in Christ. And we touched everybody, you know, touched each other in certain ways. You know, I watched there were three boys there, two sons with one father and another father with his son. And the guy who organized it, his son and his grandkids were there. And I got to tell you, a kid with no dad, I'm talking about my biological father, watching these fathers with their kids and seeing that interaction, it didn't make me jealous, but it certainly made me, you know, pensive. It made me think, contemplative, think about my life and what it could have been if I'd had a father like that. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed watching these guys commiserate with one another. Some of them knew each other. Pilots who flew for some of the wealthier guys there and still do. And others who had interacted with each other on their charitable works and things like this. It was amazing to watch. And I was so blessed to be able to do it. And, you know, so I look at America and I say, well, what's going on in this country? What is the demonization of guys that I just hung out with who are the salt of the earth? Who didn't look at me as a black guy up there? Who looked at me as a peer? Who looked at me as somebody who is an equal? Sure, there were guys that made more money than I did. I was the toughest guy there. Well, me and Mikey. Mikey's an MMA fighter. Did that make them not less equal because me and Mikey could beat them up? Did it make us less equal because we didn't have the bank accounts that they had or the private jets or whatever? No. In no way were we less equal. We were all equals. I felt that from the moment I met these guys. A good group of guys that I could hang out with at any time. And that is America. America is built on people like that. I go to, when I visit cities, I watch white guys and black guys walking together, white girls, white black girls, and I think to myself, where's all this racism people talk about? It's so anecdotal, it's ridiculous, and yet we have to put up with the Nadals of the world. A woman who's a trained attack dog, who's so well trained that she doesn't mind putting her life and her liberty in jeopardy by saying, I want the president assassinated. This is a state senator, folks. A person who Donald Trump could visit the state of Missouri, and that woman would have access to him to kill him. And now she wants to walk it back. But I told you, folks, what we witnessed amongst the ranks of the Democrats with this Nadal situation is incredible, because these Democrats are euthanizing an attack dog publicly. They threw her under the bus. Claire McCaskill threw her under the bus. Senator, Democrat, racist, threw another black racist under the bus. That hardly ever happens, people. Pay attention to me. I'm preaching right now. The guy who is the highest ranking state rep, is the lieutenant governor of the state, he threw Nadal under the bus, saying, I will either have your resignation or I will initiate your impeachment. You're out of here. I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope he gets rid of her. Now, you might be wondering, where are those plantation slaves known as the Congressional Black Circus? Are they going to come to the aid of Nadal? Well, let me tell you, stop wondering. These black puppets know their place. They will not protect Nadal because it would require them to bite the white hands that feed them. And they aren't going to do that. That's the reason Nadal is going to have to stand before the man. And for you, just so we are clear, the only acceptable outcome for conservatives is for Nadal to leave politics, folks. Nobody should be able to call for the assassination of the president and hold public office. And I'll tell you something else. America has sickened of these intolerant racists determined only to destroy those who don't succumb to their way of thinking. It's been long enough, don't you think? Can I get an amen? I'm not trying to preach to you, but I'm just saying that. Nadal watched as St. Louis devolved into an armpit of a city. And St. Louis, folks, is just an example. What's occurring across America daily is occurring in St. Louis. City after city falling into urban decay at the hands of wretched Democrats. And the more President Trump tries to solve these problems in the inner cities, the more he gets fought by people like Nadal. Anyway, I'm glad she's on the spotlight, and you're winning, and you better be proud of it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. So I saw this story, and it was a, I don't even know who this guy is. He's a singer. Mostly a songwriter. And he said this: if you support Trump, don't come to my show. Leaving Trump out is a recipe for failure. I can't wait. It's going to happen. It's already started, because there are people in Hollywood that are getting it. Remember, we did a story about Jennifer Garner going, hey, I want to give the guy a chance. George Clooney's wife, I forget her name, but the new Miss Clooney, she's looking at all the atrocities being done by Muslims overseas in Darfur and other places, and she's saying, you know what? We need a strong president that can deal with this issue. These sex slaves and the mutilation of women and the mistreatment of women. She's going to need Trump as an ally. I don't think you're going to see George Clooney being as vocal as he's been in the past against Donald Trump. And there have been others. There are people like, what's his name? The Triple X Dang it, these rappers. Not Ice Cube. I was going to get it before you. I was going to get it before you. Don't even try to take credit. Anyway, Ice Cube, who was for Trump. We are not taking advantage of these people. Steve Harvey met with Trump, took a lot of heat, but he's still saying, look, I get what the guy's doing. Kanye West, where are people? Why are we not touting these types of folks? This should be part of our marketing. Kanye West, a picture of him meeting with Trump. Steve Harvey, meeting with Trump. Various other people, meeting with Trump. All the different good things that are happening daily, bombarding the left. And not only bombarding the left, but strengthening the backbone of those on the right. But we get a guy. I don't even know who this guy was. I didn't even look his name up because I didn't know who he was. The article was, it was in The Hill, and it was sort of misleading clickbait because he wasn't that big. It wasn't the Dixie Chicks back when they were in their heyday. It isn't, you know, Bruce Springsteen talking about this or that. Which, by the way, let's follow Bruce Springsteen. Let's see how he's doing. Let's follow Bruce Springsteen and say to him, hey, Bruce, you're from a steel town, are you not? So if you're from a steel town, how do you like it that Donald Trump has gotten U.S. Steel to bring steel production back to the United States? Bruce, you talk about blue-collar jobs. How do you think about, what do you think about the coal industry? All through Appalachia, leading up into the foothills of New Jersey. How do you think about those jobs that have been created in Kentucky and Pennsylvania and Ohio in both the steel and the coal industries and other manufacturing? What do you think about that? You still want to go trounce Trump? Do you think Hillary would have done this? Why are we not following Bruce Springsteen and hounding him over his support of Hillary Clinton, his anti-Trump stance, and making him live it? Make him live his words. These guys, don't come to my concert. Amy Schumer tried it. You guys remember us talking about this? Few months back, Amy Schumer wanted to decide, as opposed to going up there and delivering comedy, she decided she wanted to pull a Bill Maher and become a spokesperson for all things anti-Trump. How'd that work out for her? People walked out. They said a third of her audience walked out. That's a big part of an Amy Schumer audience. Why am I telling you guys this? Because I'm trying to give you some idea around how big of a trend the Trump thing is, whether you know it or not. People love Donald Trump. You're not being told that. And let me tell you how much better it would be if we were out there touting his good works. Trump can only do so much. They already think the guy's an egomaniac, and for all intents and purposes, he may be. But I'll tell you this, it's well deserved. The guy's a rock star as far as I'm concerned, and we should be his wingman. We should be the roadies carrying the gear, setting up the lights and the sound systems and everything else for every time Trump makes an appearance and rolling out the red carpet. Am I kissing his butt? No, I don't need to. He's got plenty of people for that. I'm just telling you the truth about the matter. The guy is doing great, and we should be making these stars that are against him pay. Shia LaBeouf. We made him pay. Dude sold one ticket to some event he was going to do. One ticket. For the record, you're not that talented, Shia LaBeouf. You play one character in everything that you do. I talked in a segment before about Bruno Mars, and I love Bruno Mars, but the key was this. Why are we giving so much credit to these people? Now, I know we don't anymore, folks, so I'm not getting after you like it was in the old days. But we still give them a lot of credit. But that's not the point. We may give them a lot of credit, and it's a lot less than what it was. But the people who listen to them give them exponentially more credit than we do. They say one thing, and it's on. If we made them pay, they'd stop saying it. If we made them live up to their words, as I've said, they would stop this nonsense immediately. And why aren't we doing that? Does somebody have a list? Let me tell you why we're not doing it. Because we're very quick to get in on our core stuff. And we'll even tackle immigration, and we'll tackle tax policy, and we'll tackle foreign policy, and a few things here and there. But you know what we never tackle? We never tackle pop culture. I don't know why. Memes on it and things like that, certainly. Yeah, we'll develop stuff like that. I saw some people looking in the trash can or something, and it was a meme that essentially said, like, of celebrities, you know, we're looking for your opinions or something like that. But I get it. We will have a little fun at their expense. But do we do anything that long-term is going to go into Hollywood and make them go, whoa, we got to back off? Because we're not doing it at the box office. We affect them a little bit. They really make us mad. We may ban a movie, or we may do one or two things, but we never make them pay long term. Leftists will make us pay. They try to long term. The problem they have is we have too much buying power. See, we often talk in the black community about buying power. Let's take our collective good. We're $1 trillion of the economy. We should do this, that, and the other. And women do it. Support women's efforts and things like that. Conservatives, we're all of that. We're everybody that we've mentioned. We have the biggest, in terms of ratio, I would tell you conservatives have 80% of the money. And on the liberal side, they have very few people. They have the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts and when the George Soroses. Then they got a bunch of poor people, a little bit of a layer of the lower middle class, and that's it. We have the bulk. We control it. Why aren't we doing it? We're not doing a very good job, folks. If these knuckleheads don't want us at their events, if they don't want our dollars, then you know what? Let's take them from them. Let's do our part. Let's oblige. I know, look, we all want to go to ball games. We all want to go to the theater. We all, you know, we want to do things, but we can find things to do. And for the things that they're currently doing, how about we do it ourselves? We're intelligent people. Anyway, got a break there. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare.
Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Controversy this week about the Clintons. Hillary Clinton is against making a free trade agreement with Colombia, the country Colombia, but her husband Bill got paid $800,000 to make speeches for a Colombian company that is trying to make a free trade deal happen. Yesterday, a reporter in Pennsylvania asked her about it, and she answered with weird, uncomfortable laughter. Look at this.
Your husband received $800,000 for 4 speaking engagements ostensibly in support of the trade deal, or by a group that supports the trade deal. You've given your own money to your campaign. Is that a conflict of interest?
I mean, and how many angels dance on the head of a pin? I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I don't know. But yes, it's a conflict of interest. My bastard husband screwed me over again.
Despite many obstacles, much has changed during my time in office. 4 years ago, I was locked in a brutal primary battle with Hillary Clinton. 4 years later, she won't stop drunk texting me from Cartagena.
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president's made more than $100 million.
Well, if you have no reason to remember, but we came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson. So Hillary was in debt. Couldn't pay her bills. She was a poor Negro child growing up on the plantation. Bill Clinton's $20,000 a month didn't help out. I mean, come on, chump change. Chump change. So what? He had staff in Secret Service. So what? They had built the Clinton Foundation. Ooh. Yeah. Book sales, book deals out the wazoo. $8 million advances, crazy money, not even having to sell books. People were content to lose money with the Clintons. Not anymore. The woman who described herself as a nasty woman, did you guys see Hillary in that shirt? Nasty woman holding it up? Few people disagree, by the way. Because Hillary is indeed a repulsive individual. People, Kevin, you're mad at Hillary Clinton. Why did you say she's repulsive? Because she is. See, let me explain something to you, folks. Words have definitions behind them. Hillary Clinton is repulsive. I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to get you, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not trying to like impress you with my knowledge of the English language. She is repulsive. She is a... I'm sure there was a time when Hillary Clinton was okay to look at. Might have even been okay to be around. But she got jaded. I don't know who did it. I'm suspecting it was Bill. But there's a part of me that believes that Hillary was so bound and determined to be somebody that when she met Bill Clinton, she was like, there's my meal ticket right there. I got me one. Yeah. And Bill Clinton didn't even know what hit him. Bill Clinton would actually be an okay guy. It wouldn't be great, but he would be okay if he'd had a woman who would not have indulged his idiosyncrasies. You know, his little things that he liked to do, like being with lots of women and making them do things. You know, a good woman would have said, hey, you do that one time, I'll let you get away with it. We'll call it even. All right. You do it again, and I'm going to be, you better sleep with one eye open. She could have straightened Bill out. I know many of y'all out there agree with me, but not Hillary. She was helping. Bill could do whatever he wanted with any woman he wanted. He could rape and pillage the village. And Hillary didn't care as long as what he did not hurt her ambitions. Nasty woman. She morphs into whomever she needs to be for personal gain, and she will do so to sell her books. I haven't seen the sales on her books, but I don't think they're very good. Now, do you remember her last book, Hard Choices? It was a flop. Daniel Greenfield noted at the time, he says, paying Hillary Clinton a $14 million advance for a badly ghostwritten book about the time she did nothing as Secretary of State proved to be a really bad choice. Publishing sources said that the Clintons sold 176,236 hard copies. Ebook sales not available. But our numbers are very low, said sources. Even at 200,000 total sales, simple math for Simon & Schuster to cover the $14 million advance means each book would have had to sell for about $70. Now, we're talking about books that retail for $25. You're going to sell it for $70 with nothing. You could get a Guatemalan midget for $70. I know I got four. Okay, I got 14. I'm kidding. Oh, my goodness. They said Amazon offers it for $20.94, about $14 off the $35 price. It dropped to 103rd in Amazon sales. This is when it first opened, compared to 10th for Blood Feud. Now, authors don't care about the fractional money they get after that. Nobody cares really about ebook sales because publishers don't make a lot of money off of ebook sales. They want to sell books, printed books. And Hillary Clinton couldn't care less. She got her $14 million, and now it's on you. Now, when you get kind of a deal like that, you got to run around. They tell you, okay, go over here, go sit and sign some books. Go over here, sit and sign some books. Remember we had that thing where video we showed Chelsea Clinton getting confronted, somebody saying, how could you fight so hard for women when your dad is a molester? And Chelsea didn't know how to respond. She was all, ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah. But anyway, Clinton can't sell books. I don't know what she got for this one. What was this book called? Do you remember? Because Hard Choices, this one was called like, That's What It Is, or That's That, or something like that. But she wants divine intervention. Yeah, it says, it turns out Hillary wants to be a preacher. Now, this shocked me when I saw this. Supposedly, Hillary Clinton had a long-time dream of being a pastor. Her claim is she wanted to help those less fortunate than she. And in an interview in The Atlantic by Bill Shalady, longtime pastor friend, Shalady shares revelations about Hillary Clinton and her faith. And here's what they said. Two books are slated to come out of Clinton's world early this fall. What Happened? That's what it's called. What Happened? I should never forget that because I should remember What's Happening. You remember the show What's Happening with the Roger and Rerun and what was it, the sister's name, Dee? And the mama was a big lady? Yeah, What's Happening? What's that? Anyway, What Happened? Clinton's personal account of the election, and Strong for a Moment Like This, the Shalady's Book of Devotionals. Shalady, who runs the United Methodist City Society in New York, wrote the book at Clinton's suggestion. He said his is the only book for which Clinton has agreed to write a foreword. Clinton and her staffers read an approved copy ahead of time. Whoa, well, hey, Hillary's the only one who's done that for him. Congratulations. I don't know what it cost him. Maybe, you know, it's her gift from God. But the idea that Hillary Clinton wanted to be a pastor? Shocking. Shocking. He says, Shalady says, given her depth of knowledge of the Bible and her experience of caring for people and loving people, she'd make a great pastor. Come on, Shalady. Don't be so stupid. Don't you be so stupid, my friend. This article continues. Now, Clinton works to rehabilitate her public image and figure out the next steps after her brutal November loss, religion is taking a central role. After long months of struggling to persuade Americans that she is trustworthy, authentic, and fundamentally moral, Clinton is lifting up an intimate, closely guarded part of herself. There are no more voters left to lose. In sharing her faith, perhaps Clinton sees something left to win, whether political or personal. Boy, that's a lot of really fancy writing to say that Hillary Clinton needs an image makeover. Didn't they try this during the campaign? I mean, I'm not a knucklehead here. They tried to remake Hillary Clinton. They gave this woman a facelift. They changed her wardrobe. They told her how to laugh. Because you got that cackle. You know? And they tried to do everything to get this woman to be okay. To appear human, less robotic. And they couldn't do anything. Public image? And what's funny to me is how the left always run to religion. I was talking about Maria Nadal. When she, I didn't mean to say what I said about Trump, and I have searched from God. I talked to God, and God told me he don't like ugly. And so, I'm apologizing. Hillary Clinton is a heathen. I mean, we're all unfit to serve the glory of God, but I'm just saying, Hillary Clinton's a heathen. She could live in church, and I wouldn't believe a thing about her. I wouldn't. You got to convince me with your deeds, not with words. Yeah, I can get away with that. And getting somebody to make you religious by proxy, that's not going to do it. God don't like ugly.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I have a story for you. That's right, particularly if you are in the business of doing anything with guns, I have a story that is going to excite you. That's right. You remember Obama had this deal where it was called Operation Checkpoint. And it was meant to cripple the gun industry. Now, it caught a lot of other people, too. And this will crack you up a little bit, but it kind of caught the ladies of the evening. Which, by the way, there are boys of the evening, too. call girls, call boys, things like that. I didn't say cowboys and cowgirls. I said cow cowboys and call girls. So if you were in an illicit business, even legally, in like Nevada, and you worked at a brothel, you couldn't get a bank. And if you're a marijuana dispensary, the reason why those businesses became businesses dominated by leftists is because it required, and let me put it a different way, white people, white leftists, because most conservatives I know would not be in the weed growing business, even medicinal. And so in order to get in that business, you had to be cash rich, which most black folks were not. Also, it went against the religion of many black people who couldn't stomach the idea of dealing drugs in terms of making it a legal business. There's so many contradictions when you think about it, because blacks, we deal drugs easily on the street. But to make it a legit business, oh, no. Can't put your name on it in the light of day. Anyway, Operation Checkpoint caught a lot of people in its web. It was meant to shut down anybody dealing with Second Amendment stuff. But it turned out to be something very different. So the Department of Justice, and I'm reading this article from the Daily Caller, made clear that the Obama administration's underhanded attack on the gun industry using the banking system, better known as Operation Checkpoint, is over. In a strongly worded letter to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Rob Goldblatt, a Republican out of Virginia, sent a letter to the Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd, assured the chairman that their operation has been terminated and that it will not be undertaken again. People don't realize what happened with this. There were legitimate businesses, even some people who got caught up in the web of it because people thought they were dealing in cash businesses, got their bank accounts, banks confiscated. I'll give you an example. There was a story where a guy who ran a convenience store, his receivables every week were roughly $9,800. Maybe it was daily. Roughly $9,800 to $9,900. So he'd make this deposit every day. Well, they thought he was doing it to keep under the $10,000 mark. Because you can't, any $10,000 mark gets, you know, reported to the IRS. But it just turned out that he knew his business, and his business was roughly $90,000. He had clerks deposit it. They confiscated his money as part of Operation Checkpoint. And it took this dude a long time to get his money back. Yeah, he said he lost over $100,000, you know, 10, 11 days of receipts. Because they arbitrarily said, oh, he must be hiding money. He's depositing $9,800, you know, or whatever. He's like, no, I run a legitimate business, you know, if you want to call them cigarettes and beer. And I'm telling you, it was crazy. This was Operation Checkpoint started in 2013. And it involved the DOJ, which is the Department of Justice, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. And what they wanted to do was they didn't want the banks to conduct business with companies that engaged in commerce that Obama viewed as undesirable. Talk about picking and choosing the winners and the losers. Barack Obama didn't see illegal gambling, you know, on the streets, or illegal, drug dealing on the street, sex trafficking, etc. That was business he just completely overlooked. But he wanted to get the guns. So he categorized certain types of businesses being associated with what they called high-risk activity. And this was issued in a banking guidance, a document that guided the activities of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. So some of these businesses that were targeted were engaged in illegal or fraudulent activity, as I said. Prostitution, gambling, things like that. Online gambling, Ponzi schemes, he called them. But also targeted in this operation were legal businesses that engaged in the lawful commerce like tobacco sales, coin dealers, ammunition sales, firearm sales. The targeting of lawful businesses is what caused such a big response on this. particularly in Congress. And in 2014, the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform investigated the operation and issued a scathing report. 2016, the House passed H.R. 766, the Financial Institution Customer Protection Act of 2015, and they sought to eliminate Operation Checkpoint. Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, introduced the companion legislation in the Senate declaring Operation Checkpoint an attack on Second Amendment rights. They were specifically targeting ammo and gun sales, and more specifically, let's all say it together, gun shows. Right? So that's what we're talking about. Barack Obama and his minions so wanted to get rid of your guns, they would use anything necessary, including trying to make it appear as though these people were illegitimate in their business activities. I'll give you an example. You might make a gun holster or a series of paraphernalia that help people hide guns. They have bras that will hide guns, especially for big bosom women, and all kinds of things. Anything associated with guns was considered illegal. Anything associated with cigarettes, theoretically, could be considered illegal. So anything considered with liquor, you might make flask or whatever. If he didn't like your business, they just shut it down. That's not for him to decide. The market should determine what happens to your business, not Barack Obama. But that's what they would do. That's how they ran things. And a decision worthy of praise, folks. Boyd didn't mince words when describing the Obama-era policy, and the letter described Operation Checkpoint as, quote, a misguided initiative conducted during the last administration. And they made it clear that the new administration intends to, and I love this word, the wording, reestablish integrity. Reestablish the integrity of the Justice Department. See, because we have a Justice Department that lacked integrity. We had a Justice Department that was willing to run guns into Mexico in order to create enough violence in another country, a sovereign country, to get its people to flee to America in order to rationalize illegal immigration and potentially to take guns away from you. That's how scurrilous it was. And if that wasn't enough, it was willing that the Justice Department of Barack Obama was willing to meet with Hillary Clinton, her husband on the tarmac, and strategize on how to rule the world for the Clintons to continue ruling the world. And I could go on. The Justice Department that wouldn't prosecute people menacing or people trying to vote outside of voting precincts. The Justice Department that wouldn't prosecute people who were intimidating conservatives who wanted to get their 501c3 and 501c4. How much do I need to tell you? There was no integrity in this Justice Department, but the left, they just let these people skate. Try to imagine, if you would, if Sessions did anything close to what either Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch would do. And get this. Eric Holder is threatening you right now, saying he wants to run for president. Good luck with that, Eric. I hope you do. This is a crazy world, folks. Says Boyd went on to write this. The department is committed to bringing enforcement actions only where warranted by the facts and the applicable law without regard to political preferences. And leaving no doubt about the current Justice Department's position, Boyd concluded, "We reiterate that the department will not discourage the provision of financial services to lawful industries, including businesses engaged in firearm-related activities." So they knew what was up. And that's the sad part. We know. Everybody in this thing knows exactly what the Obama administration was trying to do. And it took the bravery of a few people in Congress to finally get this thing to the attention that it needed. Short break. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.